Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It sure looks pretty outside right now. It's going to be an interesting day, though. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms as well, mainly through the afternoon and evening. High today, about 83. Low tonight, about 68, maybe down 63, depending on how up you are. Variable winds, 5 to 15 miles per hour. And that flash flood watch, Sunday evening through Tuesday. So that's what the weather's doing. And, of course, you can go out and play a round of golf. But first, I want to tell you a few things that are happening, or I should say not happening. Bayview Golf, the Top Tracer demo, that demo they were going to do with Top Tracer on the driving range at Bayview Golf, that has been canceled. Hawaii Junior Golf Day has been canceled. All Aloha Section PGA events also canceled for this month of March, but all golf courses are open. So if you go out with your family to play outdoors in the sunshine, of course, with sun screen, that fresh air will do all of us a world of good. So have a good time on the golf course. Got some tee times for you. Bayview has a 9:20. Couple Day has a 9:30 and 8:37 too. Poipu Bay a 9:20. Makalei a 9:50. It's 58 degrees at Volcano, a 9:28 there. And my guests today, Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen, David Havens, Spare for Change, Michael Patrick Shields, who is not in Italy or Ireland, as was scheduled. We do have Ireland calling in with, St. Patrick's Day coming. Ray Molloy, general manager and owner of Esker Hills Golf in Ireland, the home of the champion golfer of the year, Shane Lowry, he'll be calling in. And Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, correspondent for the LPGA, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Just a clarification, Bayview's Top Tracer demonstration and the free basketballs and all the fun that was going to be had, that's really not really canceled. It's just postponed. It's just canceled for now. It's going to be rescheduled. And what is canceled is, of course, all PGA Tour top events for the next, through the Texas Valero Open. The Masters would have come next, and that's postponed. Not an easy decision to cancel the Super Bowl of the PGA Tour, but it had to be done, Commissioner Jay Monahan. The Masters chairman, Fred Ridley, said the Masters would be played at a different date, but nothing announced so far. The Augusta Women's Amateur, the Drive Chip Butt Finals, also not being held in the second week of April. On the LPGA Tour, there will be no tournament play until after the ANA Inspiration, the first major of the year on the LPGA Tour schedule. And I love this from Commissioner Mike Wan to all sponsors who endorse LPGA athletes. Please consider disregarding the number of events they play or how many times they're televised in 2020. I know they want to play, but we're keeping them and others safe. Please don't penalize them for my decisions. Respectfully, Mike. And now let's bring into the clubhouse the man who covers the LPGA, Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, LPGA Excellence Award Media, and author of the Vision 54 Trilogy. Ron Syrak, welcome back.
Danielle, I was supposed to be in Logan Airport right now, getting ready to get on an airplane to fly to Phoenix, but that all changed on Thursday. It's going to be an interesting few weeks ahead.
It certainly is, and yeah, we were worried about whether or not we'd be able to get on before your flight. Now, when you hear everything happening, the LPGA's decisions, and then the PGA Tour's decisions, and then the Masters all coming together, what kind of feelings, what thoughts went through your mind? Had this ever happened before?
No, I mean, you know, we had a period of uncertainty after 9/11. Events were canceled. The Ryder Cup that year was moved from 2001 to 2002, pushed back a year. There was a World Golf Championship event going on then that was canceled. So that's the closest thing. What's the wild card here is we don't know how this is all going to play out. You know, we don't know how long this is going to take to resolve itself. So there's probably a little more, as much uncertainty as there was right after 9/11, there's probably more uncertainty going on right now.
Yes, because it's completely unknown. It's, you know, the Spanish flu showed up during World War I, and they didn't know what to do about that at all. We are lucky because we know what a virus is. We know how to protect ourselves. If we just do certain things to the best of our ability, we can protect ourselves, and we're taking measures. We know so much more about these kinds of things. But at the same time, when I was waking up early one morning this week, and I was watching the players, and in my getting my first cup of coffee at 3 a.m., I looked at the television screen and I thought, what are all those people standing so close together for? It was my first reaction, you know, and that really, I mean, these were really tough decisions, but understandable considering the situation that we all find ourselves in.
You know, I want to say that the leadership role, and this is not to be critical of anybody else, but the leadership role that Mike Wann's taken is extremely impressive because, you know, of the entities that you mentioned, the PGA Tour, the Masters, the LPGA is the least economically solid of all of those. You know, I mean, it has less wiggle room. Its players have less wiggle room financially than PGA Tour players do, and the fact that Mike Wann looked at the big picture and did what was best, not just for his players, but for everybody involved, for caddies, for staff, for fans, for the airports that players would have to pass through. Wann took a look at the situation. And he acted in what he saw as for the greater good. And I think he's to be hugely commended for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Back in January, he said this coronavirus and the disease that causes COVID-19 was a brand new thing. And today, the crisis management team, he said, is meeting every day. The LPGA crisis management team. He went on to say that, can I live with allowing play to go on if it goes wrong? You know, that's a huge consideration. He doesn't like the decision, but he can live with it because he knows that he could be saving. It's not just the players, the spectators. It's the people who come in with the food, the volunteers who are on location. You're protecting a lot of people. Now, the national emergency that was declared, releasing billions of dollars to help communities with unemployment, and would any of the LPGA players who don't have a cushion, an economic cushion, would they be able to apply for something like that, or are they're independent, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would think not, for the reasons that you just said. They're not salaried workers. They're independent contractors, so they probably don't come under this. I know that after Hurricane Katrina, there was also some instances where the golf industry wasn't covered by a lot of disaster relief money that went in. They weren't viewing golf facilities as businesses, and sometimes, you know, people overlook that. People overlook what a big business golf is. We're talking, when we shut down a tournament, you know, if the tournament's at a resort, you're talking about the staff. That's, I mean, a lot of people's livelihood is impacted by it. But I don't know what the question for me would be, do tournaments, do sponsors, do tournament owners have insurance policies that help them recoup some of the of the loss that's there. I don't know the answer to that. And there's going to certainly be a lot of decisions going forward about whether tournaments get rescheduled or whether years are just added onto the contract so that, okay, you had a four-year deal and this year doesn't count, so you get another year extended on. I'm sure there's a lot of negotiations going on right now to figure out what kind of financial make-good you do to satisfy everybody involved.
Yeah, the PGA Tour has, as you said, the luxury of having a whole lot more money. And the guys that played, the players, first round, they were given, all of them were given a portion of the $7 million purse that was available.
You know, the optics of that whole situation were not really good. You know, I mean, it was Commissioner Monahan came out and held a press conference at noon on Thursday, announcing that beginning Friday there would be no fans there. You know, which seemed to sort of be, you know, if you were concerned about a virus on Friday, why weren't you concerned about that virus on Thursday?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you send everybody home right now?
Yeah.
You know, and then I think by the time he got into Thursday night, the fact that it was going to look like the Players' Championship might be the only sporting event on the entire planet that was going to happen over the weekend, that the optics of that just became untenable at that point. And they had to do what was the really seemingly the logical thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. Lotte is the next tournament on the LPGA calendar. As you said, we don't know. We just have to kind of play it by ear. And it's really hard for players who don't have, I'm going to go back to, you know, there's, how many would you say, 40 LPGA players who have a nice bankroll? If that?
Yeah, probably. Certainly, you know, I think last year in the PGA Tour, there were 108 or 109 players who made at least $1 million. And that's not including what they make off the golf course in endorsement deals.
Okay.
Also much more than, I mean, LPGA players are playing for one-fifth the money of PGA Tour players. So yes, there are a lot of players. When those three Asian events were canceled, Thailand, Singapore, and China, there were LPGA players, and some of this was just to try to keep their game sharp, were playing on the Cactus Tour, you know, playing on satellite tours, just trying to get some rounds in, maybe make a little extra money, but also sort of start to try to stay sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, Danielle, that's going to make the rescheduling of everything difficult is that if things settle down and we go to normal, we've got the Olympics in the middle of the year. So the schedule is shut down for 3 weeks in the middle of the season to accommodate the Olympics. So that gives like less wiggle room for where we're going to reschedule events.
For makeup tests.
Yeah.
There was some golf played. I just saw a tweet from Ian Carter, and that was on the LET, Ladies European Tour. Alice Houston, she won. In England, or England's Alice Houston won maiden title. They were playing in South Africa, the South African Open. So, you know, there are, as you just said, there's some satellite tournaments that are still going ahead. And I really want to make this point right now for everyone listening. Golf courses are open for business. Because when you and your buddies go, you and your buddies know each other. You're like your little family. I always think of I've been thinking about the song, you know, stay in the rivers and the waterfalls that you know, or the lakes and the rivers that you know. That's pretty much the advice that you can take away from all this. Be with your family. Be with your friends. People you know. Yes?
I also think that being out in the sunshine is a good place to be.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
From everything I've heard about the virus, it doesn't like sunshine. You know, and get out, be in the sun. Vitamin D, those sun rays, they're good for you. They help the immune system. So being out and being in the sun, being in the fresh air is a good place to be. Just don't shake hands after the round.
Yeah. What is it? We do the elbow bump. Yeah, we've got to find some happiness in all of this, and that certainly can be found on the golf course. With the Masters, interesting, you know, the respecting the health and well-being of everyone associated with these events and the citizens of the Augusta community, the 2020 Masters Tournament, the Augusta National Women's Amateur, and the Drive Chip Putt National Finals have been postponed. What do you think, October? I've heard somebody throw out that month.
Well, Danielle, if there's anybody who can pretty much do whatever they want to do, it's Augusta National, because they have unlimited resources, and have shown in the past their willingness to use those resources to do the right thing. Augusta National normally closes from the middle of May to the middle of October. It's closed all summer. One of the great golf courses in the world, it's closed during the summer. Well, it reopens middle of October. I would think that would be a logical time to try to reschedule it. The golf course will look very differently then. They'll be overseeded. You know, there'll be you'll have the Bermuda Rye situation will be. You'll see the golf course will look very different. It'll be browner, not as green, if they do it then. That, to me, that would be a good guess. The PGA Tour at that time has those beginning tournaments of the wraparound season. So how many PGA Tour players are in the Masters? There's usually only about 95 in the field, so maybe 60, 70 PGA Tour players. They could even run it. They could have two events that week. They could have the Masters and one of the other regular tour events in the wraparound season. So they could go up against each other, or they could cancel one of those events. That'd be my guess, is October for the Masters.
And then maybe including the Augusta women's event, too.
I think they're committed to do everything. It's hard to... You know, when you're dealing with the Augusta National Women's Amateur and the Drive Chip and Putt Championship, when you're dealing with those, and you're dealing with amateurs, in one case, children, for the Drive Chip and Putt, it's much harder for them to reschedule their life than professionals. So, so there could be people who could be there in April who maybe can't be there in October. So, I don't know, But I think anybody who has a chance to be there will figure out how to get there. I can tell you this: whatever Augusta National does, they're going to do it to the absolute best of their ability, because that's how they've always done everything. They have a lot of resources at their disposal, and they have a lot of willingness to employ those resources.
So if it's playing brown, how is it going to be harder? Because I've really enjoyed watching these guys have a hard time playing last week and this week. The distance debate meant nothing. It's like they made the course hard or something, and everything worked out just fine.
You know, I've never been down there to see Augusta National in the overseed situation. I've talked to some people who played down there then, and they did say the course is a little shaggier. You know, I don't know if the lies will be quite so tight. They can make those greens. They could probably have a foot of snow in the ground, and they could still make the greens run 13 on the stimp, you know, if they want to, because they have all that technology at their disposal. So I have a feeling that no matter what time of the year that they play the Masters, they can make the playing conditions be as challenging as they want them to be.
Will you be there?
I hope so. This would be my 31st. I was, I spent most. And this is sort of a little window into what's going on globally, economically. I spent Thursday night canceling four hotel rooms, three rental car reservations, a couple of airline reservations, and then that's not to think I was going to be leaving today for 24 out of the next 29 days on the road. That's all money that's not going into somebody's pocket, you know, a lot of different people. And not just all those expenses that I just mentioned there, but food and tips and buying your coffee and the economic halt that this is all putting on millions and millions of people is really sobering when you think about it.
Yeah, got to spend it at home. So are you going to go play golf?
We're right on the edge of Gulf weather here. It's in the high 40s. It's when the wind's not blowing, it feels really nice out there. Last time I worked on a video with Shirley Spork, one of the 13 LPGA founders, and at the end of the video, she gave me a lesson. So I got some Shirley Spork tips I need to go out and work on. So I'm gonna be out hitting some balls.
That's wonderful. Ron Cyrak is Golf Channel contributor and PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award winner. He is also author with Vision 54, the trilogy Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, published in 8 languages. So if you don't have anything to do, you just hanging out at home, get yourself one of those. I'm sure Amazon can help. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Danielle. Talk to you down the road, my friend.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk with Ray Malloy, general manager and owner of Esker Hills Golf in Ireland. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And just a reminder, Bayview's golf Top Tracer demo, that Bayview has Top Tracer on their driving range. Their driving range is open, and their golf course is open like golf courses are across the state. So go play around. Like Ron Cyrak said, a little sun is good for you. That vitamin D is awesome. But they were going to have a demo for Top Tracer, a free bucket of balls. They're just postponing that, just, you know, to be cautious. Okay, Ray Malloy, general manager, owner of Esker Hills Golf, and the home of the Open Champion Golfer of the Year, Shane Lowry. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ray.
Good evening, Danielle. Lovely to talk to you again. It doesn't seem 4 months ago since we spoke, but there we are.
Here we are. And, you know, just was it yesterday? It seemed to all happen so fast. The Masters is postponing their play. And Esker Hills has this fabulous event called From Esker Hills to Augusta. And preparations have been underway for months. What are your plans?
Well, our plans are put on hold, and I was just listening as I came in there to your previous speaker, who seems to think that may go ahead in later in the year, and we'd be only too delighted for that to happen. Since Shane has played in the Masters, this is his fourth year now, and in celebration of his first event, we arranged a competition. And it was over 2 days, and it was so much oversubscribed. Last year, we had to put it to 3 days. And it's a novel event in that it's played as single Stableford, but when you're clocking in at the tee box, you pluck a name out of a hat of one of the players that's playing in the Masters. So you could pick out Phil Mickelson, and he plays off scratch. And if he comes in with a minus one game of golf, he's 37 points. And that score is added to your score on the day.
That's great.
So, and everybody will have, it's a lottery. You pluck a name, Justin Rose, Shane Lowry, Tiger Woods. You pluck this name out of the hat and it's your luck. But he's your player just for that day. So you play your game around of golf and you come in with 37, 38 points and very happy with yourself. But if Phil Mickelson or Tiger Woods doesn't do his duty that day, you're gone and they're gone.
Oh my goodness.
And it leads to great excitement in the clubhouse because 2 years ago we had an amateur who did very well one of the days. I can't remember his name now. I think he was 2 or 3 under. So he had 39 points and there was great joy in the clubhouse because the guy that had him plucked out had 40 points. So, and another guy had 38 points and Justin Rose didn't do well that day. So that's the luck of the draw and it gives great excitement and it means that the clubhouse is open until well into the night. Because we're looking at a nighttime Irish time, you know. But it has been very, very successful and we were very, very disappointed yesterday when we heard it was postponed. But, you know, we are where we are with this virus now and it has certainly taken a bit of a downturn in Ireland the last few days and schools are closed from yesterday. And golf courses are all open, but the clubhouses are semi-closed. You can use the bathroom and stuff like that, but we have no food in it. No, that seems to be the way for the next 2 to 3 weeks. But that's where we are, and we have to abide by those rules, and they're the same for everybody.
Yeah, that sounds smart. Getting outdoors with your friends and playing a round of golf, that's a good way to get your mind off of things, to get outdoors, get a different vision. You sort of detach yourself for a little while, have some laughs, have some fun. Don't take it too seriously if you're not having a great round. That's really important. And, you know, social distancing, when you're with your friends, with your family, with your kids, you're all within the same little pond. So it just taking care of each other like that, that's wonderful. I like the sign that you have up on your website showing, you know, the restrictions don't prevent club competitors or casual rounds of golf from taking place. However, we need to be cognizant of the social nature of our game and how this element of it is impacted. So you're really taking everything into consideration. I was also watching the news. My next guest is Michael Patrick Shields, who's every year goes to Ireland. Every year, he led one of the marches through one of the Irish towns for St. Patrick's Day parade. That must be something, yep. Not having all of the celebrations.
Yeah, that's a big disappointment as well, because it's a real Irish thing, although it takes place throughout the world. But almost every town in Ireland have their own little parade and the small kids from the age of 6 upwards are involved in it, and it's a great occasion for them, and it's the real beginning of the year. The winter has just gone, so that's all gone now as well. But it's, you know, everybody appreciates this is for the greater good, and the only way we will get rid of it, and we will get rid of it, is if we all pull together and do the little things as best we can. And we're positive enough. We're a little bit shaken here, you know, because we always think something like this will happen 1,000 miles away.
Yes.
It was okay in China, you know.
Yes.
But now it's on our front doors in the US, front doors in England, and it's in Europe. And we just have to work together. And there's no doubt we will move on, and there probably will be, unfortunately, casualties. But we'll just have to move on and face up to it as best I can. And our government here is giving a very good lead. We often criticise governments, but they're doing the very best. And we just hope our medical staff are just able to keep things going, that some of them don't fall down, because, you know, the medical staff are just so important to this. You know, the ordinary people can do so much, but the nurses and doctors, they're so, so important, you know. But we will get through it. We will get through it. And so will America and all the rest, you know.
Yeah, we're all together. It's a global pandemic, and that's what it is. And we have to be careful and take care of each other. And I like what you said at the end. It is important that we all work together, following the advice of experts in controlling the spread of COVID-19 infection. This is a very fluid situation. We ask clubs to monitor to the latest advice regularly, and that's really what we need to do. Wash our hands, don't touch our faces. That's right.
That's it.
So,
since I spoke to you last was after Shane's win, but with another good story since then, that on Saturday, October the 5th, he actually brought the claret jug to Esker Hills.
Fabulous. What did you guys do? I mean, did you drink out of it?
No, not this time. But, you know, we got about 10 days' notice of it that he wanted to do it because he had a big occasion in his hometown 2 days after his big win where 15,000 people turned up. You probably have seen that on YouTube. It was one of the greatest victory marches for a claret jug ever.
Yes.
But he wanted to bring it to the clubhouse, and he asked us that if we could organise for members and locals to go to visit. He didn't want the whole thing appearing again. So we worked with him and with his management, and we had about 400 people, which was some of the locals and all of the members and their families and any juniors that wanted to come. So about 400 people turned up, you know. And it was great that, you know, he drove into the car park, parked his car, got out, went to the driver's seat, at the passenger seat, and just took out the claret jug the same as it was a handbag. And he walked over to the steps of the clubhouse, and he handed it over to the captain, Paul Rabbit, and to the lady captain, Aisling Hackett, who happened to be his first teacher in national school.
Wow.
So that was she's retired now, the lady, and that was a great moment for her because she would have seen him, you know, when he was 5, and she didn't tell any stories. She said what happened in school stayed in school. So then he brought the cup up and he handed it to the management, and we got photographs, and he brought it out to the putting green, and he did a little bit of putting with the kids and signed autographs. And then he brought it into the clubhouse, and there was a little questions and answers with one of the local MCs for about half an hour. And then the jug was just handed around the clubhouse. People got photographs of it. Anybody that wanted could handle it. Everybody had a few beers, and we had a great night. You know, no matter whatever happens in Ireland again, that'll never happen to us.
Oh, that's wonderful. You never know.
It'll never be a first time again.
Oh, that's true. Yes, absolutely.
Hopefully, we live in hope here that it might happen again, but like it'll never come a first time to Esker Hills again. And to think we're a club with 240 members, you know, and a great little club, and to think that we were the only clubhouse in the world that had the pleasure of welcoming the claret jug this year. And, we're so proud of that, and the members, and Shane was so proud to say that he brought it, you know what I mean, because nobody else would bring it. And, you know, for him to bring it for us was thing, and his parents was there, and he has his famous granny now, as you probably have seen her on Facebook, and she comes when he comes, and it's just a great family occasion, you know what I mean, and the whole of Ireland has taken to Shane for some strange reason, and they all claim he's his now, and I suppose we're a small country, and he's so easy to talk to and easy to go on with. They've all taken to him, and the whole country is so proud of him, you know.
I think a lot of us have taken to Shane Lowry just watching him. He's got that demeanor about him that you feel like he could just walk up and start a conversation. He's just a regular guy, a nice person. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And since then, we've had we'd have green fees, quite a few green fees, and be some always some there would be some American, some European green fees, but we have much more in September, October, and we have quite a few bookings in for this year now. Hopefully, they'll come to us. But since then, in October, November, and even in the last couple of weeks, you know, we have tourists that call to our clubhouse. You know, and the question that we ask is, you know, is this where Shane began to play his golf? You know, where does he live? He only lives down the road from us. You know, do you see his parents? You know, and how often did he play here? You know, and when would we be here if we came back?
Yes. You know, I was just...
You know, can we have a photograph with him?
Yes.
We have a photograph of Shane and a trophy up on the wall. You know, and you know, would you mind if we took a photograph beside that? And they'd be so honoured for them to have, and sometimes they'd text it or email it to their friends in Sweden or Australia, and next thing a message come back, you know, are you sure you're there? Because they'd be just so pleased to be in Shane's home club. You know, it's such a good story. And they really get excited, and we do be amused at this, because sometimes we take Shane for granted. A young fella comes in and we just say, how are you, Shane? And he'd say, how are you, Ray? How's the crack? And that would be it, and all of a sudden, a guy coming with the most famous trophy in the golfing world, you know. So that's where it's so different. And we've a laugh every day about it, you know. And business has certainly increased for us, you know. And little did I was writing down a few little figures here. Christy O'Connor Jr., the man that won the famous Ryder Cup in 89 with his last two iron, he designed the course, and it was opened the 19th of July, 96.
I want to ask you. I want to ask you, Ray.
That was 23 years. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. If, you know, when everything settles down, what airport do we fly into, and which hotels do you recommend that we stay at?
Dublin Airport.
Dublin? Okay.
Dublin. Yeah, and you're 1 hour from Esker Hills.
Okay.
And there's the Tullamore Court and the Bridge House Hotels in Tullamore.
In Tullamore
town has 15,000. We're in the exact centre of Ireland, and Tullamore town has about 15,000 of a population.
It sounds like the perfect place to go visit.
So, as in the Midlands of Ireland, and the Esker Hills is a unique. You've heard of the famous Clara Bog.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a unique bog, and it's within 2 miles of Esker Hills, and it could be 20,000 acres of flat bog. And here we are, 2 miles of it, and we have so many hills with the glacier gravels. It's really unique. And then the other side, we have the Slieve Blue Mountains. But it's just a unique landscape in Esker Hills. And when Christy came, I was just telling you, he opened it on the 19th of July, 96, which was 19 years and 2 days to the day that Shane won the Open.
Oh, I want to be there. I'm going to be talking with Michael Patrick Shields, and maybe he'll come over and visit you. He's probably got stories about you. And say the name of the town again.
Tullamore.
Tullamore. That's a beautiful...
Tullamore, County Offaly.
Okay.
County Offaly.
Okay.
You know, that'd be the county. And as I said, that's the size of the town. But you'd be most welcome. And be in touch with me by email before you're coming. And I would certainly... I get you to meet some of the Lowry family. And probably the best woman would be Granny.
Granny.
Granny Scanlon, 85. And she'll tell you all the stories. And she has... Some stories I couldn't tell you on the air, but she has one very, very good one about Rory McIlroy and Shane. One very good one.
You'll have to tell me that one later. We've got to wrap it up.
And
right.
I'll tell it to you now. Rory came down to play in a local tournament before he became a professional, and he stayed in Shane's house. And Shane brought him up for a cup of tea to his granny, who lives 100 yards away. And she brought him up, and she says, Granny, this is Rory. We're playing golf in Mullingar today. And they sat down and had a cup of tea, and next thing Shane says, Granny, we're going now because Daddy's bringing us to the match. And she says, young fella, get that bucket and bring me in some wood for the fire. Shane's playing an important golf match this evening. You have nothing to do.
Yes, Rory, go get that wood for me. Ray Malloy, manager and owner of Esker Hills Golf in Ireland, home of the champion golfer of the year, Shane Lowry. Thank you so much for being on the show. You're always a pleasure to talk with.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. We're going to come back with Michael Patrick Shields after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf. Double deck driving range with top tracer at each station, no extra cost. Challenge your friends in virtual mode. Have fun at Bayview Golf Course, bayviewhawaii.com, or you can just call them at 247-0451, extension 1. I spend a lot of time at Bayview, and it's always fun, whether at the driving range or on the golf course. The back nine is absolutely gorgeous. They've done marvelous things with those greens. You'll really enjoy Bayview Golf Course.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Okay, we're waiting for Michael Patrick Shields. I thought he was on the phone, and he may have got disconnected. So, Bayview, as I mentioned, a beautiful golf course to play, and all the golf courses are open. You should get out and get some vitamin D. Bayview's golf course has the Top Tracer. They were going to have a demo day tomorrow to show you how to use Top Tracer, how to use the virtual mode so you can play golf courses. You can compete against people on the same station and have fun. They were going to give a bucket of balls and just have a whole bunch of fun. Well, apparently, given all the things that have happened in the last few days, they've decided that it's in the best interest of everyone's health to postpone it. So they will definitely let us know exactly when it will be, but it's not going to be tomorrow at 1 o'clock as we had expected. So I just want to go over a couple of things that have happened in case you're, in the dark, because it is the way it is. Nani, I'm going to give you my phone so you can give David Havens the number to call in. He apparently doesn't have it right now in front of him. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is also canceled this year, and all Aloha Section PGA events have been canceled for this month of March. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is a really big event with kids coming and fun, free introductory golf experience for the juniors of any age up to 18, and parents come and find out what's happening in the world of golf, and it's so much fun. It's for the family, outdoors in the sunshine. Just a reminder, everybody, the golf courses are open. All the PGA Tour events, all of them have been canceled through Valero Texas Open. So then we thought, well, there'll be the Masters. Well, then the Masters, about an hour after the PGA Tour's announcement, said that they would not be holding the Masters in April. They were postponing it. They did not give a date, but postponement seems to indicate that there is going to be, at some point that the Masters sometime, maybe this year, would be played. And it was not an easy decision. That's what Jay Monahan said, to cancel the Super Bowl of the PGA Tour. That is the Players. But it had to be done. Masters Chairman Fred Ridley said the Masters would be played at a different date, but of course, nothing has been announced yet. And the Augusta Women's Amateur, the Drive Chip putt finals also not being held in the second week of April. All of those things, all on the LPGA Tour. No tournament play until after the ANA Inspiration, the first major of the year on the LPGA schedule. And of course, all of that is going to be reevaluated as the time goes on. And now, Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire, travel writer for TravelTattler.com. Michael Patrick worked for the PGA Tour and lived at TPC Sawgrass. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you very much. Sorry for the delay. Obviously, things are a little bit unusual these days.
Yes, no problem, Michael Patrick. You know, when you heard that the PGA Tour was going to cancel events, and one of them right in the middle of the Players, having lived there, you must have, what was your reaction?
Well, to me, I mean, that is obviously the fifth major, whether you like to call it that or not. And it's the richest tournament on earth. And it is the best field. And it's at the headquarters of the PGA Tour. And to have the world, very much a world event, on your back porch like that, and have to send everybody home is very, very, very unusual. And in fact, they had been talking about using Sawgrass to take the place of the PGA Championship, if you recall, which was supposed to be in May in the San Francisco area. So initially, because Sawgrass is so well suited for an event like that, the most of the mounding is permanent, and so it's a stadium golf course, literally, and they would have had the infrastructure in place anyway if they had to do that. That would have been unique because the PGA Championship is the PGA of America's major, and they would have been having it at PGA Tour headquarters, and within a week, suddenly they lost both of them. And it's strange to me because being outside and away from people like you are typically with golf, you might say, well, why would you cancel an outdoor event where it's easy to have personal space, or what are we calling it now, social distancing?
Yes, social distancing, yes.
But the fact of the matter is the people are coming to play from around the world, and you've got volunteers that are absolutely necessary in order to hold the event, and that means people are traveling and using cars and airplanes and public transportation, and they're waiting in lines and they're using bathrooms. And so, I guess that events and those events now fit our new national criteria for staying away from each other. And it's hard not to be heartbroken, and it's hard not to be scared. And it's unimaginable. And here we are.
Yes, and here we are. I mean, I commended the Hanks family, Tom Hanks and his wife, for coming out and saying, you know, we have the virus. Chuck Norris was just announced today. He has the virus, and he's self-quarantining, of course, staying indoors. You know, it is just what it is now. And keeping each other and our family safe is what's important. And it's you know, social distancing, but bringing families together. We're going to be together because there's no place to go. You know, so we'll get to know each other again. Kids and parents will be together in a way. Communities, we're going to have to spend our money at home. I know it's going to affect a lot of people, and it's really rough. But you've run with the bulls in Pamplona. You can do anything, Michael Patrick Shields.
Well, it must be. Is there a feeling in the Hawaiian Islands of extra isolation in that I imagine you're not getting, maybe it's a sense of comfort because I imagine tourism is down and
no, that's
flying
not, it's
in
not
and
a,
out is
yeah,
down.
You know,
and what do you know?
It's something, you know, there was a rumor that someone started that they were going to close the docks and we weren't going to get any. And Mattson came out and said, no. You know, service is going to be not interrupted. Yeah, you know, we haven't heard from the unions, but Mattson says service will not be interrupted. No, there is a sense of isolation. People are in line literally for miles to get into Costco to get toilet paper. You know, it's everybody is shopping and stocking up as though we had multiple hurricanes about to, and we've been waiting for weeks for those hurricanes to come. It's unsettling. It's at the same time, you know, we're all in this together globally. Yeah, we were just talking with Ray Malloy, Esker Hills, you know, and you were going to be in Ireland, right? You're always in Ireland at this time, and you're not there.
I waited till the last possible second, and when the president had the Europe ban, which was confusing initially because it did not apply to American citizens coming back from Europe. However, as I understand it, American citizens returning from Europe would have to go through certain airports and extensive screening before they were allowed back in, and then they would also have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks upon coming back, that Britain and Ireland were excluded from that ban. And yesterday in the press conference, he was asked specifically, you know, with the cases that they have now in Britain and Ireland, why would they be excluded from the ban? And the president said, well, you know, we might be adding them, we might be taking some countries off. And at that point, it became, you know, too uncertain.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
You know, it's an hour by hour. And so I had no choice really at that stage. And this is a tough thing, too, since we're ruminating about it. And that is, the things that provide relief from tragedy for us, like sports and golf and entertainment, are also being taken away now. So there's no Broadway, for instance. Casinos are closing down. Movie theaters are trying to figure out if anyone will show up. They're taping off seats so that you sit six seats away from the next person. So where now do we turn? And I think, yeah, I know the people who live in Hawaii are very lucky. They can walk the beach, I suppose, or, you know, they can be outside in the beauty or in the hills and the mountains. But the rest of the country is hunkered in to their homes without even entertainment other than Netflix, I suppose, and that kind of thing. But where do you turn when the things that are supposed to bring mirth, like St. Patrick's Day on Tuesday, are gone? And I don't know if you're a faith-filled person, if you say you turn to family and God, but to take away also our entertainment and our you know, physical activity, our recreation is, I'm like, Jesus, I sound so terrible right now. It's just awful. I'm sorry about that.
Let's lift this up a little bit. We can still play golf, Michael Patrick.
Okay.
We can get out there, you know, and enjoy the foursome that you know, the people from your little pools of life, you know.
You can't sit in the cart next to them, I guess.
Well, you know, if it's your kid, you can sit in the cart next to them.
Okay.
Okay, but just make sure the kid washes his hands and doesn't touch his face, you know.
Okay.
Just remind each other, hey, you know, did you wash your hands? Don't touch your face.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I would say when things do clear and the sun rises again, a place like TPC Sawgrass is what we would call a dream destination. It's a bucket list, and it should be because all the great players have gone through there. And it's, you know, the late Pete Dye's probably most accessible and most well-known creation. And the 17th hole, the Island Green, of course, we've credited to Alice Dye. That was her idea.
That was.
Not his. And so to be able to go to a place like that and play in those footsteps, and then, and, you know, if you really want to dream of what heaven is like other than Hawaii, Ireland is a great spot because every course is Pebble Beach there. And the links courses are unstoppable. They're like a journey for the day, and with a pint as a reward as soon as you step off the course. And so I'm thinking about St. Patrick's Day, think about all those very, very famous golf operators in Ireland who are just waiting to see you again, and they'll leave the light on for you, and they'll leave the kettle on for you, and it will be a great reunion eventually. It'll be a great reunion.
And you are going to go to Esker Hills, and that's the home of Shane Lowry, the champion golfer of the year. You must go to Esker Hills and meet up with Ray Malloy and meet Shane's grandma. She told Rory that he didn't have anything to do. He should go get a bucket of wood for her and bring it on up. One final question. Final question. They haven't made a decision about Harding Park yet. So that was just
right.
But if
and I guess the distinction there is that that's operated not by the PGA Tour but by the PGA of America. So they operate fairly independently. Although it's on the PGA Tour schedule, but it's a major championship run by a different organization. So
I just wanted
to we'll see. It'd be nice to think that we could return to business.
Right.
By then, wouldn't it? That's what, mid-May, right?
Yeah. Yes, it would be. We're hoping this. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So.
And as for the Augusta National, they're closed in the summer, so I imagine we'd be talking about an autumn tournament.
Yes, October. Lovely time.
Yeah.
Let's think positive,
Halloween
Michael Patrick.
Would be great. right before the presidential election, just to throw some more fun on top of it all.
Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. TravelTattler.com is where you'll find him. Or if you listen to Michigan's Big Show, he is an award-winning broadcaster, best network radio personality of the year, and author. I call him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life, with my friend George H.W. Bush. Thank you, Michael Patrick.
God bless the Hawaiians, and God bless you and Rick.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back. David Havens, PGA, Aloha Section, PGA, PGA of the Year, and he's got a tournament he's scheduled, and he's determined. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Hey, out of an abundance of caution, Bayview Golf has postponed their Top Tracer demo that was scheduled for tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the driving range. So they're going to do it another time. But we have a $50 gift certificate for the ninth caller to call in to 545-1111. Really easy. 545-1111. And Neighbor Islands 808. 808-545-1111. $50 gift certificate. But let's bring in the man, David Havens, PGA. He created the Havens Experience at Maui Nui, and he's also founder of Spare for Change. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. So we've got so much going on. Hawaii Junior Golf Day was canceled. Just want to put that out there just to remind people, because a lot of people, are, of course, were looking forward to it. But you've got your... let's tell everybody what Spare for Change is, if they haven't heard, because there are so many golf clubs lying around that could do so much good if they just got to you. Tell us what Spare for Change is.
Absolutely. Spare for Change is a nonprofit my wife and I started in 2011 to recycle golf clubs for kids and adults, to make sure that if anyone wanted to learn to play, they had the equipment to do so. And since then, we've given out close to 30,000 clubs since 2011, the new players and existing players, because sometimes we help them upgrade what they had, because they bought something at a yard sale and they're really into their golf, but they can't afford that $500 driver. I might have one that can make it better, more fun.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's it. See, if you have, if you've given up the game, how do people get clubs to you?
Well, some people ship to me from neighbor islands. Some bring them over when they come to visit. Sometimes when I'm on Oahu, when I do events like the ESPN Sports Festival or the Sony Open, I go around and collect as many clubs as I can. Normally, Ann Miller, she does a very nice job letting people know that I'm coming to town, and I have all the clubs I need for the Sony and for the ESPN Sports Festival at the Blaisdell. Usually I have, for example, last year I had 250 clubs for the sports festival and went through them in one day. And I went through 400 this year at the Sony in bad weather, but I didn't have to bring any over from Maui. So it was it's a blessing to have people over there, because I guarantee it, anyone that's listening knows and has friends that have a garage full of clubs that they're not using.
Yeah.
And kids and adults can use them. So I'm...
Go ahead.
I'm the happy middleman.
You're the happy middleman. I love it. When is the ESPN Sports Festival?
I believe it's in June.
In June.
I'm not sure about the dates for this year. I know there's been a lot of cancellations of things. I'm hoping that that's still far enough out to where it's still in play.
Yeah.
And one thing you said earlier about Hawaii Junior Golf Day earlier, I can't comment on whether it's postponed or canceled. I'm not sure of that, but...
I'm absolutely sure of it. Wes Wailuhua did an announcement yesterday, and Hawaii Junior Golf Day is canceled.
Canceled.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that came out when Wes did a video presentation that he sent out, emailed, and it said not only that Hawaii Junior Golf Day is canceled, but all the PGA Aloha Section events scheduled for March have been canceled, but that all of the golf courses are open and all the people who want to go play golf should go. And as Ron Cyrak said earlier in the show, vitamin D is really good for you. And if you're playing with your friends, you're playing with your friends and you know your friends and you know how to do social distancing with friends without appearing to be snobbish. So, yes, that's the official word from Wes Wailuhua, the executive director of the Aloha Section PGA.
Wes knows and does a great job for us here in Hawaii.
Yes, yes, he does, indeed. So, David, tell us about your tournament, and I love the name, the Bad Pants Tournament.
Well, it just gives it a little bit of a theme. Most golfers that I know have really awful pants somewhere hidden in their closet, and this is a good reason to bust them out. And it made it a little bit more fun. I do a prize for the worst pants. The tournament's Saturday, March 28th at Maui Nui, benefiting Spare for Change. As of this time right now, it's on. And, you know, it's just as Michael was saying before and Ron said earlier, vitamin D is great for you. And getting out there and playing golf is a good thing. You know, you're playing in foursomes and your groups that you know. And if you're healthy enough to be out on the golf course, you should do it.
Yeah.
Because the golf courses are open.
Absolutely. Golf courses are open across the state, and it's a great time to get out and play before the rain starts tomorrow. So go
Absolutely.
Out and get some vitamin D. So tell me how the tournament is played, the Bad Pants Tournament.
So it's a four-person scramble. We play at Maui Nui. I usually put two flags on each of the greens. My superintendent, Wayne Carroll, he's always been a big supporter of me and what I do. So putting two flags on the green looks odd when you first see it. But if you ask people if golf is, have you ever complained that golf is too easy, then they understand the two flags. Because for my event, you can play to either flag, and it helps pace the play.
I like it.
So, just to make it more fun, something different. It's just a just something I've done for a couple years, and I think it works, and the majority of my players enjoy it. I would say 99% of the people enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, and we wear bad pants. People own metal cleats, metal shoes. We have a day to where we wear the nails in our shoes, where you hear that click, crunching click, on click, the cart path with the metal spikes.
Yes.
No, it's just something special that we like to do. And I know there's a lot of pressure this year. Are you going to have it? So for me, we've changed up some things about how we've done things in the past. But as of now, we're going to have it. And because I want people to get out there and play golf. Mm-hmm. I've got friends that are signing up because they say that they're already bored. They've been home for 2 days. And by the time it's March 28th, they're going to be going silly. So I had a bunch of groups sign up yesterday for play.
Terrific.
And my friends and the people that support me with this event know that if I have to pull the plug, you know, 5 or 6 days out, they'll understand. But we'll make it happen. But as of now, you know, we're going to need things to do. And if we're smart about it, we can make it happen.
Great. It's Maui Nui Golf Club. It's a 1 o'clock shotgun start. 11 o'clock check-in, $150 per person, four-person team scramble, of course. Lunch is roundtable pizza, 12 p.m. There's dinner at the Sunset Bar and Grill, and a prize giving during dinner, so it's going to be fun. Yep. That's at 6 o'clock. And if you can go to spareforchange.com, and then you'll see events, and you click
on,
beg your pardon?
Spareforchange.org.
Oh, excuse me. Spareforchange.org and slide over to events. Then just click on events and you'll see where it says bad pants. And you got to have a pair of bad pants. What if I don't have a pair? Well, I've got some. There's lots of bad pants, but can they just be like ugly or old?
Yeah, they can be ugly. They can be awful shorts or sports. Or the guy last year, I think I sent you a picture. He's my neighbor, and he bought a pair of medium spandex women's pants and squeezed into them, and he's bigger than me. And he had no earthly business being in those pants.
Yes, yes.
He pulled it off and became a legend in the process.
With aplomb.
So, so, but that's, yes, the whole purpose, is to kind of make fun of yourself and just enjoy yourself. It's not, because right now the world's really serious, and, you know, if we can have a little bit of humor and play a little golf, and this dinner we're talking about at Sunset's Bar and Grill at Maui Nui, we're going to have it outside. Normally we have it inside in the restaurant, but they have this beautiful deck, and we have plenty of room outside.
Perfect.
And I'm going to set it up to where if people don't want to stay, and if there's too many people around, they can get a to-go box. I'm going to do dinner like Wes does for Hōlauleia, where you go up at a table at a time to come in, get your food, then come back outside to where there's not too many people in there at any given time. So there's been measures changed, which I'm good with.
Yeah.
And it should be a nice night to be outside. I'm assuming Kihei will have nice weather.
Of course.
And we'll have a great time.
Good. David Havens, PGA, Aloha Section PGA, PGA of the Year, founder of Spare for Change. He's having a fundraiser. It's the Bad Pants fundraiser. Sounds like a lot of fun. It's a tournament. It's a scramble. It's a four-person team. It's $150 per person. And just go to spareforchange.org, go to events, and you can see where to sign up. And it's so much fun, because when David is at an event and he's making clubs for kids, little tiny ones, and big people, adults, you know, and you're not sure if you want to get in the game, you don't want to go, you don't know how to find golf clubs, and he'll make one for you that fits you perfectly. Puts on a new grip, he cuts it down if necessary so the shaft isn't so long, fits you lovely and everything, and then you can find out, yeah, I kind of like this game. Thanks for being on the show, David.
Danielle, thanks as always. we really appreciate your work here in Hawaii.
Absolutely. Thank you. My pleasure. We'll be back with Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief and chief photographer. You know, she does it all. Golf Kitchen. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Aloha Power Equipment at the Sand Island and Waipahu stores has the largest selection of Maruyama power equipment. It's Maruyama. Aloha Power Equipment, the Maruyama Superstore. They'll put power at your fingertips.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. And we have a winner, Tammy Nishimoto, on Kauai, gorgeous Kauai. Oh, it's lovely. Yes, we're all getting ready for a little bit of rain, aren't we? Then, I thank you so much for listening, and we'll be sure to get your address after the show and send that over to you, Tammy. Thank you so much for listening. All right, we've got Golf Kitchen on our mind because, you know, whenever somebody says, what's Golf Kitchen all about? And Golf Kitchen. Well, Diana DeLucia founded, and she's the editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen magazine and books. And what she's discovered is this world of the private country club chef. And because they work at these exquisite country clubs, some of them have discovered like maple trees, and they've tapped the chef, taps the maple tree, gets the maple syrup, adds that into his recipes. Another, they have a bee farm. I mean, it's they're making a safe place for the bees to be. Another, he literally goes out and fishes for his dinner, what he's going to serve to his guests in this private country club, or in this case, his restaurant. He's gone into restaurant touring. And then he goes to the garden that's right outside his kitchen and chooses what's ripe that day and makes, that's what Golf Kitchen is all about. These really unique, wonderful stories, these men and women who are making these recipes, serving them in private country clubs. And now we get to discover some of those recipes she has in Golf Kitchen, the magazine. It is biennial. And in her book that's coming out, Diana DeLucia, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. And how are you today?
Doing good. You know, you've been traveling. Diana is never not traveling. let's see now. You just got back from Richland Country Club in Nashville. And Diana, you were in Nashville when all of the stuff was about the tornadoes. My God, I was like, are you okay? What was it? What? Tell me about the country club, though.
The area that the country club is in is definitely not anywhere near the affected zone, but it was pretty serious event, and, you know, I'm pretty sure they're still going to be taking a while to clear that all up, and, you know, hopefully not too many people have lost loved ones in that tragedy.
No, but tell me about the country club.
Well, Richland Country Club, wow. All I can say is, wow, Martel Meyer, who's former Liberty National general manager, is down there running the place. And the renovations to that property, as many properties are doing right now, are absolutely stunning. The clubhouse is majorly huge. They have the state-of-the-art everything. And their chef, Jonathan Hancock, he's young. He's been there for quite some time, and he's been the executive chef for about a year now, and he's putting out some amazing cuisine. And, you know, I can't say enough about their service. It's impeccable. His choice of recipes and his presentation, ingredients, is just second to none. I'm so happy to have him, and I'm so glad to see some young chefs actually getting involved in the private club industry.
Excellent. Is Richland Country Club in Nashville going to be in your book or in your magazine?
They will be in the book, and they will also be in the September, the second 2020 issue.
So this is a biannual. Golf Kitchen is a biannual magazine, and it is so beautiful. I mean, it is so beautiful. The attention to detail that Diana puts into her work, all facets. She's an award-winning photographer. It just sparkles. It satisfies the senses in so many ways. And I'm talking about a magazine, because what the feel of the magazine, when you hold it, when you turn its pages, the sound that it makes, all of those things come into this experience. Kind of like when you go have something to eat, you know, in an elegant environment, and you feel the tablecloth, and it's just everything just makes you enjoy the moment that you're in. Richland Country Club. Then you went to Naples National in Naples, Florida.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Naples National, the GM there is Scott Garvin, and he's always been very supportive of the Golf Kitchen group. And I was just really, I can't even describe the situation that I was in at Naples National. The chef is Jason Voisel, and I think he was at the Dunes Beach Club in Naples prior to that. But just like the cuisine at Richland Country Club, his cuisine is superb. And I can't believe that I just keep finding all these incredible chefs, and they have these great dispositions and temperaments, and they all get along so well with each other. But we had a dinner on the Saturday night that Naples National, you know, put on a show for myself and some guests of mine, and it was out of this world. And then, and my guests had a hard cutoff at 8:30 because they had a family function to go to, and they stayed till 11 p.m. That's how much they enjoyed it.
They banged
on,
yes.
And then I'm told after that, yes, that's just the normal dinner they do for their guests. And I'm like, wow.
So,
not sure if I believe that.
Yeah, well, it's nice of them to say that. And so tell me, let's go back to, let's stay with Jason right now. What is his signature? What makes him special?
I'll tell you what makes that guy special. He completely downplays himself. So I was kind of thinking, oh, you know, I hope I've made the right decision. And then when you see what he's cooking, you're completely overwhelmed by his talent. I think he just has no ego whatsoever.
What about his style, though? What does he like to use?
Well, he's using some of the most lavish products, like sea bass and lots of seafood, but they're really, really great at cooking sea bass down there, and he is really good at it, too.
Yummy.
And I think that would be one of their signatures. But I wouldn't put any particular item. I mean, they're always changing. He's ever changing the menu. It never stays the same, whatever's local. They don't have a solid menu. Obviously, they keep some member favorites, but they are consistently evolving. And he's got himself into a really great situation where he's able to be creative as well as making great, you know, regular fare.
Yeah. And now let's go back to Nashville. Is it kind of a, is there a Nashville cuisine, a style?
I wouldn't say so. I think that they're really, I thought it was going to be more Southern kind of type cuisine, but really it was very, very elegant. Very, very elegant.
What was he cooking with?
Oh, all kinds of things. He would just make potato skins with caviar, fingerling potatoes, and it was stunning.
Really? I mean, I'm not a big caviar
fan.
I'm not a big caviar.
Half-baked.
Wow. I'm sorry. Half-baked potatoes with caviar.
Yeah, really nice, too. Like, just perfectly and very simple, but really, really nice.
See, now, that,
you know, pure elegance. That's how I would describe it.
Yeah, but to me, it's almost like down-home cooking at the same time, because everybody can relate to a potato, and then you put the lovely fish eggs on top, and then it becomes, you know, you can eat, it's not that little tiny crack, you know, you're doing this thing, you're actually eating a fish with potato. It makes you feel better. I like it.
Yeah, he's definitely got some talent, and he's very imaginative. So, and a lot of these guys, you know, because they change their menu so many times, you know, they learn how to improvise and use product in a way that is creative but simple at the same time and healthy.
Yeah, that's exactly it, and healthy. And there's a big emphasis in the private country club world of making sure that the members are taken care of health-wise. That they eat well. In fact, I was once on a ship. I know we're not supposed to talk about ships, but I was on a fabulous ship, and I was traveling, and I was much younger, and so young that the chef that, you know, came, and he could tell that as a young child, I probably should lose a little weight, and I wanted to have ice cream or something like that for dessert, and he looked at me, and he said, "I'll make you a wonderful orange." And I looked at him like, oh, an orange. And so he came back with this beautiful plate with orange all sliced up and looking lovely. And he did something to it. And it was delicious. And it made me feel really special. So I think, you know, with when you have a membership that comes to your restaurant, to your kitchen, every day or every other day or spends a lot of time there, I think you'd probably become very invested in making sure that they're eating healthy.
I will say I really enjoyed my time in Naples, and it is the second time, and I did pop in at Rural Ponciana. We had a few updates to do with a couple of new restaurant chefs there who are sensational, and that will be updated, obviously, in the book. There was a few updates, and now I'm only two clubs to go, and we're in the midst of this virus thing, so that's probably going to slow it down a bit.
How
I won't be able to travel.
You won't be able
and
to travel,
then,
right. Yes, of course.
But getting back to Naples, that neighborhood there is amazing. Like, I think I did everything from we went out to restaurants, we ate at the club, I was taken to swamp buggy races, which I've never, ever heard of before, and I had the most amazing time. Have you done that before?
No, you have to tell us what swamp buggy races are.
Well, it's kind of like Formula One, except, you know, on the water with all different kinds of water boat buggies.
Water boat buggies.
I noticed it was sponsored by Budweiser.
Oh.
So kind of like, you know, like a small, tiny version of, you know, a race track thing, but it's you do the laps, I think it's one time around lap, in the swamp, it's kind of swamp pond.
In a swamp pond.
In a circle. A swamp pond in a circle.
And
it looks like everyone makes their little swamp buggies, and they have wheels, and they have to go through the water, and in pairs. So they have like two, and they have sometimes they have two. They have big giant ones, and then they have smaller versions. It's really quite amusing. It's a great day out, though. I really loved it.
Wait, how deep is the water?
I'd probably, I don't know, maybe 10 feet or less.
Oh, so it is deep water.
It's a lot of mud and water.
Yeah, okay. It's a lot of mud and
Swampy.
So they're on wheels. They're not like boats, right?
Yeah, they're kind of like a combination wheels and boats. And it's really loud. And some of them break down, and then you have to sit there and wait for them to come and get them out of the water and things like that.
Tow truck.
If you ever going to Naples, you just have to go to that event.
To the Swamp Buggy Races, sponsored by Budweiser. All righty, this is you have such a good time. What else did you do in Naples? I mean, I don't think we can top that, though.
Yeah, that was just different. You know, you want to do something different, and we just had a fantastic time. I really enjoyed it. I have to thank everyone at Naples National, including the president and the members, Scott and the whole culinary team. They were just great to work with and a great addition to Golf Kitchen magazine in the next issue.
And the next issue, is Sean Lewis of Liberty National on the cover?
Sean is on the cover of the issue. That's the current issue that's about to go to the printer. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we're not going to have any problems there with the coronavirus blowing up production. So it's never ending.
It's affecting everyone, and we all just have to keep our wits about us and know that, we're all in it together. It's global.
Yeah, but I promise you, when this one gets to you,
yeah,
the recipes, the photography in this next issue is stunning.
Yeah, but it's all stunning, Diana. Every one of them has been fabulous, so.
But the evolution is getting there. It's developing. It's like, and we have some other initiatives that we're working on, too, that I'll be able to talk to you about soon.
Okay. You'll be able to talk. I'm looking forward to Golf Kitchen, the Culinary Excellence Award Ceremony at Glen Arbor. That's going to be fabulous. And I know you always have something cooking that's going to bring all the chefs together to do some extravaganza. I just know that you're doing something that you just won't tell me. Just keeping it from me. It's just not fair. I'm teasing
That's
you.
That's because the process, you have to go through the process. It's a long process.
Oh, the process. It's always the process. All right, Diana DeLucia, it's been so much fun. Thank you for the swamp buggy and taking me on the journey to Naples and to Nashville. I feel like I've been taken away. See, that's what we needed to do. It was a travel show. We went to Ireland, we went to Naples, we went to Nashville. We're just going to have to go vicariously to all of these places since we can't fly. Okay, we can if we want to, and if you are, take precautions. You know what to do. Wash your hands a lot and don't touch your face. Diana, thanks for being on the show.
Can I say one more thing, Danielle?
Sure. Yes, we got about 30 seconds.
For any chefs out there or GMs, if you're interested in talking about Golf Kitchen and magazines and books and events or anything at all, if you're not working, if the club's closed, please feel free to give me a call. The number's on my website.
GolfKitchen.com. GolfKitchen.com. Yes. Thank you, Diana.
Aloha.
Yes. The Golf Club is made possible by these fabulous people, Oahu Extraction. When it floods, and by the way, we've got a lot of rain in the forecast. So, if something happens, God forbid, but if something should happen, call Oahu Extraction right away. I mean, right away, because the sooner they get on site, the sooner they get things going, the easier it is for you to get back to your regular life. Their number is 330-6212. Just 330-6212. Oahu Extraction. And maybe, you know what? It doesn't have to flood. It can trickle in and it just stays. You don't even know where it is. Like it's in the soffit somewhere causing mold and something funky, you know, smelling. They'll take care of you. 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment at the Sand Island and Waipahu Store's largest selection of Maruyama Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment, the Maruyama Superstore. Rain or doors today, you don't want to be out there fumbling with your keys outside the house because, you know, there's a lot of people around. So make sure that you have the security of a rain or door. Their number is 676-3667. Bayview Golf Course, beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf, double deck driving range. Challenge your friends in the virtual mode. More better yet, get on the golf course and have a fabulous time. Get some vitamin D. Just, you know, I spend a lot of time there. We've got some tee times at Bayview that are available, 9:20 and 10:36. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.